Hey, 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 everybody. It's Mondays. Monday fun day. feel a little, I don't know, like hungover, just a scotch from the weekend. I actually ended up doing a fun side hustle at a music festival here in Denver, and it was a ton of fun. Got to listen to like a lot of great free music. There's a couple of new bands that I'm now going to add to my rotation, and other bands that I actually didn't realize that I knew but were there. And there's one singer whose name I hope is the following. I think it's Bishop Briggs. Amazing. She is amazing. She's insane. And it was crazy because she was on the stage, one tiny little girl just singing, and she just owned her presence and charisma and like the music. It was incredible. Anywho, today's episode, we're going to talk about something that's been on my mind. And I think it's important to have this conversation because it might be something that other people are thinking about. Also, because of the time of year, it's great timing to have this conversation. So, recently I've been feeling a little bit down. I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, oh. And like most people, I have certain goals that I'm working towards and projects that I'm working on. And sometimes I just get, kind of frustrated with the progress that I'm making. Last week or the week before, I talked about systems, just having systems in place to kind of help encourage success and those incremental actions that you need to take day in and day out to get towards where you're trying to go. But I also felt like there was more to that conversation, but it's slightly different angle. And, I'm sitting here looking at like my progress and was I where I wanted to be? And I actually was surprised to discover that I was doing better than I expected. Like I just was feeling like all my hard work wasn't really coming together. And then I just took a break and I was like, let's really look at the big picture. Like, am I moving forward and moving towards the results that I'm working towards? And I discovered that yes, I was, and it was a little surprising. And because it is July 1st, my birthday month, I thought this is the perfect time of year to talk about what your life would look like a year from now. Now, it's perfect time of year for a couple of reasons. One, because it's my birthday month and I always do things a year out for my birthday month. It's kind of like this thing that I do. But also because soon people are winding down from their summer vacations. Kids are going back to school in a month, which is insane. For those of us in Colorado, our weather has been crazy this year, and I literally finished a load of winter clothing last Wednesday. You know why? Because it was 47 freaking degrees the Saturday before then. I'm not going to be bitter about this. No, I am not. Why are you making that noise, computer? Anyway, so even though I may have technically just finished washing my hopefully last load of winter clothing last Wednesday, this is that time of year when people start gearing up to make more money during the fall. They start thinking about holiday stuff, Christmas in July. And so this is why we're talking about your life a year from now. Before we get into it, the show's sponsors are the following: the Money on the Mountain Retreat. If you are looking for a space to talk about money from the financially single woman's perspective, you like yoga, happy hour, and cool people who just want you to win with your money, the Money on the Mountain Retreat will be held this October in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Check out the details in the show notes, which are at Michelle is Money Hungry 1 year from now. So go to the show notes, Michelle is Money Hungry 1 year from now. You can also get $50 off the Make Money with eBooks course. So also sponsoring this show, get $50 off your Make Money with eBooks course. If you're looking to write your first ebook, need a community, and just are excited to express yourself in the written form, grab this course. The two tiers that are on sale are the group tier and the VIP tier. Self-study is the same price. So definitely get your course as well. That's $50 off. The code is birthday2019. So I'm celebrating my birthday. Course is on sale. So let's get into this episode where I ask you, what can you get done in the next year? Or better yet, what would you like to have happen or make happen by summer 2020? Are you looking to start that blog, write that book, meet the one, create a family in whatever way that happens for you, launch a course, lose or gain weight, or launch a movement, grow your brand? If those are things that you want to do, now is a great time to start working on that. I think a lot of times we get way too complicated about the things we're trying to do. And sometimes it's super easy. It's literally taking that first step and slowly but surely moving towards your end result. A few weeks ago, like I said, I was, you know, feeling a little frustrated. In particular, I was feeling frustrated with my debt repayment journey. Okay. I was just like, the hell is going on with this? And I actually had a surprise bill that added on to the total amount due. This was fun times. It was great. And sarcasm. That was sarcasm in case you're like, Michelle, you're insane. No, it was horrible. And for some reason, I was just like, you know what? I just need to take a break and I need to walk away from this before I go insane. And I need to evaluate my progress. And when I did, I realized that one, I'm going to need to really crunch some numbers because I think I've paid way more than I realized. And the other thing I realized was that despite how I was feeling in that moment, which was pretty crappy, that I had paid off a huge amount of debt and that the subsequent cumulative effect on my life was, it was incredible. Like the amount of energy that I have compared to before, the amount of just energy, which I feel like I may have just said, but just the rapidly shrinking number of entities that I'm financially obligated to, just the increasing simplicity in my overall financial life. I don't think I understood what a big deal that was until I had to take a break and look at all of that. The fact that I feel a lot more comfortable dating now that I can articulate like what's going on with my financial life, what's going on with how I earn money, how I look at my finances in terms of how I identify myself, all of that stuff, you know, like I'm into FIRE, financial independence, retire early. And what I'm doing moving forward as a financial, or rather in my financial life, that was something that I just never really had the time to kind of think about, or I didn't take the time to think about. And now I'm like, wait a minute, all of those small steps made a big difference. So if I had done none of the work that I did in the past year, I'd be in a different situation, right? Same thing with you. If you are trying to do something different with your life, or there's a cool project that you keep going back to, you're like, you know, I really should do this. Do it. Do it. I'm yelling at you. I got really passionate. But there's a reason why, because a year from now, it could be a big deal in your life that you started. The other thing that I did was I looked at some business and personal goals, and I realized that I've steadily increased my passive income each month since January 2018. Now, this is really interesting to me because, quite honestly, I have not produced a lot of content. I have not written a lot of blog posts. In fact, even my podcast, I've not been producing as many episodes. I have a ton recorded, but I just need to edit them and put them out there in the world. And this surprised me that despite those things, I was still earning more money. I've been asked to speak at events such as Podcast Movement and the Outlier Festival that will be held here in Denver in July. It's a podcast festival. It'll be the first of its kind in Denver. I also was asked to be a mentor for women of color who are looking to become podcasters out of an organization or out of a space, if you will, called House of Pod, which is here in Denver, Colorado. I even got paid for it. Weirdly enough, I would have done it for free, but I got paid to do it. And I thought to myself, you know, this is something that other people need to hear, that the little things, sometimes it feels like there are little things that you're doing, but they actually end up having big results. So this is what you can do starting today, July 1st, or whatever day you're listening to this, because this will be out in the world from now on. So starting today, whatever day it is that you're listening to this episode, you can do the following. Be kind to yourself. Your journey will ebb and flow. Sometimes it's going to be very smooth. Sometimes it's going to be rocky. I've had a rocky 2019 in some respects. It's been really annoying. But I still have 6 more months to go, and my goal is to smooth things out. It can't be perfect, but maybe we can smooth things out. Decide what you want to focus on for the next year, and understand that focusing on more than two areas of focus will basically slow down your progress. It doesn't mean that you won't experience progress. It just means that it might be easier if you focus on one, at the most two things, and just throw your heart and soul into those two things and get them done. You can't do everything, and that's okay. So I have really fun vision boards that I work on every year. And it's weird because things come together, but sometimes even though they come together, I decide that it's a goal or something that I just can't do this year. Okay. So I actually had something come together. It's on my vision board, but for this year, for 2019, but I most likely will not do this thing because the timing is kind of off. Sometimes that just happens and you just have to let that go. You need to create the simplest systems that set you up for success. I love all the S's in that sentence. Sometimes we make things too complicated. We make them hard on ourselves, and then we're frustrated because we can't get these things done. Don't do that to yourself. Keep things simple. Don't make the process hard or else you're going to quit, right? So if you are looking to write a book, actually, because my course is on sale, the thing I would say, one of the biggest tips I give to people is I don't want you, if you're a new author, if you're new to writing, I don't want you to set some arbitrary numbers goal per day in terms of the amount of number of words that you'd like to write per day. Instead, I just want you to keep it simple and just write each day. So it could be that you sit in your chair and you're just like, I got 100 words in me and these are the 100 best words I've got. That's fine. Try to do more the next day. Some days you'll sit there and be just inspired and you just have this insane amount of creativity and things are flowing. And then once you've built the habit of writing, then you can switch to a word count per day. Sometimes you just have to keep it that simple. Likewise, if you are a podcaster, maybe you do one show every other week, but it's the one show you've got in you and you've got it done and you're sharing it and that's as good as you need to make it, right? And then as you get in the habit of doing that, you do two shows or a show every week, but you do it in such a way that you know you can win at that goal. Keep things simple so that you can win. Visualize the end result. Again, I talked about having a vision board. I actually have a link to my blog post about how to create a great one in the show notes. It's so helpful to have a visual guide for things that you're working towards. It's also a lot of fun to put them together. So have a vision board. Have something to focus on. Whenever possible, try to make whatever you're working towards fun. Have fun outcomes, have fun gifts that you give to yourself. Just keep it as light as you can, depending on the goal that you're working on. And then measure your success using the metrics that make sense. So for some things, it could be literally how you feel. So you may feel good about doing the thing that you're doing, and that's it. Like, how good you feel is how you measure it. Or if it's money, as long as you're adding money like to the amount that you're earning per month, that's it. It could be that simple. Or it could be that something is actually finished and completed. Again, keeping it simple. If you're trying to pay off debt, it could be a simple metric. Like every month I am ticking off a certain amount each month, not ticking off like making people mad, but you know what I mean? Lowering the amount. My point is, those are some very simple things that you can do to help work towards whatever it is that you're working towards for the next year, the goal, the just whatever it is. So if you want to gain weight, lose weight, marry, get divorced, like whatever it is you want to do, set the goal, and hopefully in a year from now, you'll let me know how it went. In fact, let me know what your goals are. Like, go to the show notes or email me at michellesmoneyhungry@gmail.com. Let me know what you're working towards so that all of us can support you on your upcoming year. I hope that you enjoyed this quick show. By the way, I'm very excited because I'm going to start sharing episodes with interviews. So those are coming up. Keep listening to the show. Keep your ears open. Make sure you subscribe and like it. And grab your Do It Ugly toolkit. Again, if you're waiting to write your first blog post, record your first podcast, write that book, or create that course, stop waiting and do it ugly. Grab this free resource to get started today. If you're worried about the cost to do any of these things, all of the suggestions are super, 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 super inexpensive because I want you to get started. Once you get started, you can upgrade from there. I should really edit this episode, but I'm not going to because I'm proving a point, which is just get it done. Anyway, I hope you're having a beautiful day. It's raining today, which is awesome. And get it done. Do it ugly. Enjoy this episode. Take care and bye.